Consumer Protection Act was ratified on October 2009, and the Conference of Protection of Consumer Rights was held on February 28, 2010 in Tehran. The approval of the act is good news for both consumers and companies with policies that intend to make the consumers happy.
Last year, we earned the Certificate of Protection of Consumer Rights. This is the second year that we have earned a certificate among companies that provide after-purchase services for domestic products in the country. At the moment, in the competitive market, it is only the consumer that determines whether a business is successful or goes bankrupt, and it is not possible to deal with the consumer in a way that is unjust in the long term.
Many successful Iranian businessmen believe that protection of consumer rights is embedded in their religion and is more an ethical issue rather than a legal issue.
Especially, you know, everyone who believes really Islam, they have to do the consumer rights. So, such these kind of things even has been emphasized through Quran.
Many people are worried about the effect redirecting subsidies may have on prices of goods and services in the coming year when the plan is going to be implemented.
After Nowruz, I think that redirecting the subsidies can be managed, and the Ministry of Commerce has started to conserve goods for those times. People in private sector are getting facilities from the bank to do the same, and we think that we will experience the prices becoming real, which cannot be avoided, and we must accept it, and some may be thinking of inflation, which can be prevented and can be dealt with.
With the minister talking about consumer rights in this conference, some producers used the opportunity to take their complaint about Chinese products to the Minister of Commerce and ask for his support. Protection of consumer rights leads to lower prices and higher quality for the consumers. Arash Khalatpari, Press TV, Tehran.